From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Liam Elder Connors, in for Anna Van Dyne. It's Tuesday, April 7th. Today on the show, an audio diary from a nurse at UVM Medical Center.
Will I have enough protective material, enough protection to take care of patients and take care of myself? So that's definitely on my mind.
But first, today's headlines. Vermont Governor Phil Scott is warning Vermonters that the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic is still ahead. Scott's comments come as federal officials warn that this could be a tough week across the country. The death toll in the U.S. from coronavirus has surpassed 10,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. In Vermont, there are now 543 cases of COVID-19 and 23 deaths.
Governor Scott said yesterday the state's mitigation efforts, like the stay-at-home order, seem to be working and could help Vermont avoid worst-case scenarios. But he expects cases will keep going up in the short term.
Staying home and separating ourselves from others will be more important than ever. If we fail to do so, our healthcare system could become overwhelmed and we'll have more loss of lives.
Scott says he'll be extending the stay-at-home order sometime this week.
The state announced yesterday it was also ramping up its outreach to facilities that house elderly Vermonters to make sure they're prepared to handle cases of COVID-19. There are outbreaks of the disease at two nursing homes in Burlington, and several other elder care communities around Chittenden County have also experienced high case numbers.
The state's conducting assessments of facilities' infection control protocols, and as of Monday afternoon, they'd completed assessments at 25 long-term care facilities and 4 assisted living facilities.
Later today, members of the Vermont Senate will be back in Montpelier for the first time in a few weeks. They're expected to tackle only one issue, allowing lawmakers to vote remotely.
And Wisconsin will hold its primary election today, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is still on the ballot in the Democratic race. It's the first primary in weeks, as most states delayed voting due to the pandemic. The governor of Wisconsin did try to delay today's vote with an order on Monday, but the state Supreme Court blocked the move.
While Sanders lags behind former Vice President Joe Biden in delegates for the Democratic nomination, he's turned much of his attention to the COVID-19 crisis.
It is absolutely imperative that all people, no matter what their income level is, no matter what their station in life is, no matter where they live, gets the best possible health care today that they can. And I am concerned that in many cases, we are not seeing that.
That was Sanders speaking during a live stream talk on Saturday. He also outlined his plans for what he calls another coronavirus relief package. It would include monthly payments of $2,000 to everyone in the country, quote, until the crisis has passed.
As we know, the pandemic has upended life for nearly everyone. So for their latest episode, VPR's people-powered journalism project, Brave Little State, took a different approach.
The show's host and creator, Angela Evans, is here to tell us about it and share an excerpt. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Liam. Hey, Henry.
So normally on Brave Little State, you'd take a listener question about Vermont and then go report out and find the answer. You didn't do that this month exactly. So can you explain what you did instead?
Yeah, so we decided to change up our normal routine a little bit. Instead of running a public voting round with 3 listener questions about Vermont, we asked our listeners, hey, you know, given the circumstances, what do you want us to do right now? Do you want us to also report on this pandemic? Do you want us to do our usual thing? Or do you want us to do something totally different and just kind of flip the script and ask listeners, how's everybody doing? And so the people's choice was, how's everybody doing right now?
Okay, so you asked that of listeners. What did you hear back?
Well, we got voicemails and voice memos and original writing. I sat in on a Zoom happy hour. And we also got some audio diaries that listeners recorded over several days. I'm going to share one with you here today. We're going to hear from a nurse at the University of Vermont Medical Center. We agreed to go first name only here. So this is Eva from Central Vermont.
Today is Tuesday, March 24, 2020, and, you know, we're in the midst of it. Schools have been closed for about a week now, and our 3 kids are home. Today, I feel a little discouraged because it snowed overnight and I was hoping to have the windows open and air out the house, but we'll go outside and build a snowman. But I feel encouraged, however a little anxious. Sounds like things are going to get a little worse, according to the officials, as far as the virus and the infection rate. But I'll check in tomorrow and see how things change. Today's Wednesday, March 25th. I admit that I feel kind of a mixture of emotions today because I'm getting ready to work tomorrow. I work as a nurse at the University of Vermont Medical Center in Burlington, and yeah, I have all kinds of feelings. Anxious. Will I have enough protective material, enough protection to take care of patients and take care of myself? So that's definitely on my mind. Of course, it's a privilege to take care of patients and vulnerable patients that need us right now. And I understand we have a new stay home, stay safe ordered by Governor Scott. So things are tightening up and a little more serious. But still, you know, let's just stay positive. Stress doesn't help. But yeah, so I will check in tomorrow after work. And let's hope for better tomorrows. Thanks. Thursday, March 26th, 2020. Right now I'm in Burlington, Vermont. Just got to my car from a few hours at work. walked to my car in the nearby parking lot. Didn't take shuttle just to be on the safe side. But day was okay at work. We're still expecting a surge of patients. But so far, so good. However, I admit I still feel anxiety and I don't know how else to describe it than just an anxiety and a little bit of fear, you know. How are we gonna get through this? Not just myself, but just everybody else. I see a lot of people out of work and I worry about that too, and I'm not sure how. I just feel a lot of people struggling right now. Today's Saturday, March 28th. So it's the weekend and a day off and everybody's home. I did kind of had moment of sadness this morning when I kind of looked at the latest numbers of confirmed cases and mainly the number of deaths caused by the virus. I was also sad when I thought about what our kids will be missing with all the school closures. So sad for a while, and then I felt like I needed to snap out of it. So I went for a walk with the kids, did some work, yard work around the house. Yeah, so we're hoping for better days, and we're gonna enjoy the weekend. And that's my update for Saturday. Saturday, March 28th, and this is my second recording for today, and I realized that my emotions have been changing, at least today, and I really want to express just the feeling of, I think it's anger, really. I'm normally not an angry person, but I've just been thinking and really angry when I see the numbers of the cases of the disease and the people who have died. And I am angry at kind of the slow response of, I guess, our government, just people not being informed properly. about the risks and what really the danger of the virus. And I just feel like it's getting worse. And anyway, this just shows emotions do change during the day. That's all I wanted to express today.
Today's Monday, March 30th, 2020, and this is my last recording. I'm doing okay. I had a sore throat and body aches yesterday, and was all worried and working in healthcare, but it's okay. I'm better now. Thinking of all the people that are not okay. I hope they get better very soon and get through this. I understand we have several rough weeks ahead of us, but we gotta get through this, and I believe we'll come out of it as better people, hopefully kinder to one another. It'll be different, but it'll be okay. Thinking of everyone, and I'm curious what the future will bring.
That was Eva, a nurse at UVM Medical Center. She shared her audio diary with Brave Little State.
You can find the full episode featuring more audio diaries and writing from Vermonters grappling with the new reality of COVID-19 at our website, vpr.org.
Before we go, a quick look at the Eye on the Sky forecast for today. Partly to mostly sunny skies, highs in the 50s.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency. This episode featured reporting from John Dillon, Angela Evansy, Henry Epp, and me, Liam Elder Connors.
Our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. We have digital support from Noah Villamarine Cutter, and our executive producer is Mark Davis. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Liam Elder Connors. Anna will be back tomorrow.
And we'll talk to you then.
Just got to make sure everyone knows Anna will be back. They're not going to be stuck with this.
That's very diplomatic of you.